It's Ashura again, the 10th day of Muharram in the Islamic calendar, a day in which Shia Muslims across the globe pay tribute to the greatest sacrifice for the sake of God in human history. That's because in the Battle of Karbala in Iraq, Imam Hussein, the 3rd Shia Imam, and his 72 companions with infants at their bosom chose martyrdom rather than evil and wickedness. Such was the greatness of Imam Hussein and his spiritual power, which even today uplifts his followers to the heights of supreme courage and sacrifice.
In spite of all the painful and tragic aspects of Ashura, the Battle of Karbala holds a great significance in the history of Islam. That's because the revolution of Imam Hussein was not just an event that had taken place by chance. Shia Muslims believe it was a movement by the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad for the revival of Islam.
The tragedy of Ashura continues to evoke the deepest emotions in the Islamic world, where every year Shia Muslims hold small and large processions to honor this tragic day.
Tyranny and repression has no end. It's only the faces of tyrants and the forms of repression that change over time. The battle between good and evil is eternal. That's why we should always stay on guard.
Imam Hussein showed us that only through resistance we can stop oppression. He gave us this vital lesson on the day of Ashura.
The same kind of people who killed Imam Hussein are now killing innocent women and children in the Middle East. But the right is the might, and they will fail in the end.
History has seen numerous massacres of innocent people, but the tragedy of Karbala is one of the few, where men, women, and children were subjected to hunger, thirst, and death because they believed that Imam Hussein stood for righteousness. Little wonder that for over 1400 years, Shia Muslims have been nurturing the tale of Karbala in their hearts like an open wound, lest they should forget the supreme sacrifice of Imam Hussein and his followers. Aman Odri, Press TV, Tehran.